attempting to go where no man has gone before. This is Living Water.
Stand like steel. Randy Stonehill on Living Water. It's 9:36. For a time, we do want to address. We had a girl call in, say she was sunburned. Reminds me of a spiritual metaphor in regard to being sunburned, and that is that Jesus, the sun, you can draw as close to him as you like and never get burned. Somebody else kind of questioning and wondering about God, where are you, and his finances, struggling, having a real rough time with his finances. It can happen, and you can go through it for a long time, and I've been there. I mean, for long, long periods of time, into years, wondering, where is God in my finances? Well, just kind of re-examine your situation. Do you have food? Maybe not the food you want, or maybe not as much as you want. Maybe somebody's providing it for you, and that hurts your pride. See, your needs are being provided for. What you're really talking about is you don't like the way God's providing them right now. You'd like for it to be better. Well, God probably would, too. He'll work it out for you. He will. Maybe you've got some things to learn. I certainly have had a lot of things to learn. I hope I've learned them. Maybe even have to walk to work or catch a ride. That's okay. Maybe you just don't know how to handle your finances. Now you can get mad at me. I've had people accuse me of that in the past. And I didn't think that was true at all. Something was wrong. I mean, God was just not coming through for me for some reason. What's wrong with me? Well, you know, it took years, but I had to admit, I wasn't handling my finances right. Nobody's fault but my own. Tithing, yeah, you should do that. Maybe you do, and you're still not being blessed like you think you should be. Well, hang in there. For instance, I wanted to be on this radio station for practically a decade. Never worked out. In God's timing, it happened. Did I get discouraged? Did I question people? Did I question God? Yeah. Was that right of me to do that? No, it was wrong of me to do that. See, God has a plan, and he has a timing. He has a schedule. If you don't like it, and you don't understand it, you don't need to be questioning God about it. See, God's God. He's got it together. He knows what he's doing. You're the one that's messed up. You're the one that doesn't see the big picture and know what's happening. But you don't have to know. All you have to do is trust. Trust God. Don't lose your trust. Don't let the devil rob you of that. You've got an eternity to look forward to. Material things here are all going to pass away anyway. That doesn't make today's hunger or bill that didn't get paid any easier. But you got to remember that and keep it in perspective, all right? Now let's pray about that real quickly. We got some more tunes lined up for you. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, the sister that got sunburned, help her to recuperate from that quickly and take good care of that body and watch burning the skin and help her to get some wisdom on using proper sunscreen and don't let that happen again. Help us to learn a spiritual message from that we can draw as close as we want to the Son of God and stay in his presence and let him shine on us all day long, 24 hours a day, and never get burned. And finances, heal people's finances. I speak against the spirit of poverty that would be attacking someone. Encourage folks right now, Father. If they're struggling, they're going through a hard time, help them supernaturally somehow from within feel a little bit of peace coming their way about that and trust that you're going to take care of it. If you've got a plan that it'll happen in your timing and to look forward to tomorrow, that tomorrow will be better. Help them to know that right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is Living Water. I'm Kevin McKenzie sitting in for Dave Kirby.